Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Wednesday, November 4th, and the Texans practiced at the Methodist Training Center under bright blue skies. Running back Ryan Motes spoke with the media afterwards, and he figures to get some more carries this week against the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, my job and Steve's and Chris Brown's job is to keep the offense on the field as long as possible. So that's kind of how I look at it, not to keep him off of it, but just to keep us on the field. So that's kind of how I look at that.
Well, you could score too quickly, and that could be damaging.
Well, if he's scoring touchdowns, that's a good thing. Okay. So, yeah.
So who starts is not critical.
I don't think it's important who starts. I think we can do it all together. I think it's kind of, you know, I know a lot of guys get individual praise for individual things that they do on the field, but it all comes back to the team, you know. So, personally, I think that we all three can run the ball together.
Ryan, what are you saying to Steven? How is he handling?
I think he's handling it good. You know, he's learning from his mistakes, and, you know, of course, we all go through it as young players, and that's just a part of this monster. So, he'll be fine. He's going to continue. You can't, you know, play him down. He's going
to
continue to do
good
things.
Would you like to hear that you're the starter, though? Would you like
that? Well, I don't think that's like I say again, I don't think it's really important. You know, when you were a younger guy in high school and college, you know, starting was a big thing to you. But I think in this situation, I don't think it's that important, because I think you know, in this league today, no one back can do it. You have to do it together.
So it makes the offense better.
Yeah.
Has life been any different since Sunday for you, considering what you did?
Well, I mean, I won't say life has been different. I try to stay low-key as possible, but, you know, I guess it's a good thing. You know, I'm just trying to take it in swing.
Any more phone calls, text messages?
More phone calls, yeah, but, you know, but that's fine. You just got to learn how to deal with that.
From a running back's perspective, when you're fumbling the football, or you have the propensity to do it, or whatever you want to call it, how hard is that? How much of it's mental? How much is technique? And what are things that you can work with Steve on, and yourself for that matter, so that doesn't become an issue for you and helps him solve his issue?
Well, I think mentally you can't let it get to you mentally. You have to figure out what you're doing physically to stop doing it, but don't let it affect you mentally. Because mentally, if you think about it, and things like that are going to happen more often. So, I mean, my advice that I've told Steve is just don't think about it, and, you know, just go out there and keep being the athlete that you've been in the past, and it'll turn around for you.
When you scored on the 11-yard touchdown run, as you went across the goal line, I mean, you're holding the ball high and tight anyway, but you kind of even raised it up a little bit more. Is that a conscious thing, or something you practiced a lot?
I learned in college. My running back coach taught me to carry it. They call it high and tight, and it's very very over the top type of carrying. It's like almost in the middle of your chest. So that's just my style of carrying it.
Does it change the way, the freedom to run and make moves, anything?
No, you know, you would think that when you first start doing that, you would think that it would change the freedom to make moves and juke and do different stuff like that, but it doesn't change your ability to be an athlete.
It's a big game for quarterback Matt Schaub. He too is excited about the contest in Indianapolis.
You know, watching film, we always see their offense. So, you know, it's pretty easy to, you know, catch a glimpse of what he's doing and you know, how he goes about his business.
How will things change without Owen out there, and how big is this for Joel Dreesen to step in and do a good job?
It's a huge opportunity for him, obviously. And, you know, he's been playing extremely well for us. He's a very dependable, reliable player, and so I have a lot of confidence in what he can do. Obviously, Owen was having a tremendous year and is an exceptional player, one of the best tight ends in my opinion. So it's obviously tough to lose a guy like that, but we have confidence in what Joel can do. And at the same time, it's going to be something that it's not all on his shoulders to come in and fill in Owen's void. You know, we're going to have receivers step up and have to get some of those catches. So it's going to be kind of by committee.
In the past, when you've thrown the ball to Joel, it seems like he always catches it. Is that a confidence thing for you?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, he's a guy that he's going to be in the right spot. He's going to run the right route, and he's going to, you give him a chance, he can make a play on the football. And so I have a lot of confidence in him.
You haven't seen the Colts in a while personally. Are you kind of champing at the bit to get back on the field against them?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be exciting to go back out there and play against them. It has been a few games since I've played against them, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, so I'm sure disappointing to you, because you want to take your measure against them. They're the reference standard.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be fun to get out there and compete against them.
Hey, Matt, several of the guys have told me today that as a unit, both sides, that everybody's just having fun out there. And how does that translate into
playing relaxed, yeah, and the trust factor that goes with the guys next to you?
Well, I think it gives you the ability to just go out and cut it loose and have fun, and then guys playing with confidence, and it just lets you go out there and just play the game and not get caught up in, you know, if you make a mistake or the things like that. You just go out there and play, and I think that's what allows you to go out and make plays. You know, you don't get caught up in thinking about other things. You just go out and play football and have fun.
Kevin Walters said he might bribe you in order to get you to throw the ball his way more often. Do you think that will work?
I'm open for anything, but I haven't been approached with any suggestions or anything like that. But we could probably work something out, I guess.
He reminded everybody that he was your caddy in Tahoe.
Yeah, and he ended up unfortunately hitting a lady in the head, so shows his caddying skills, doesn't it?
Do you feel like there's more opportunities for him?
Yeah, I definitely think so. He's one of those guys that comes to work every day, and he's so reliable when you give him a chance. He has such great hands and ability to catch the football in traffic, and he's fearless going over the middle. So I could see him catching some more balls, but we're going to have a bunch of guys catch some more, definitely.
David Anderson said that Dreesen is so prepared. He thinks he eats pages from the playbook. Can you just talk a little bit about his preparation?
I wouldn't be surprised if he does eat pages from the playbook. I mean, he's a studier. He's a worker. He really is on top of every assignment. And if it's in the book and it's being told, to do a certain way, he's going to do it exactly that way. So, we have no worries that he's going to be on top of his responsibility and what he's doing.
Gary talked about he loves guys like Dreesen, guys who they were told no somewhere else, but they keep working. They don't let it deter them. They come back. Yeah. And now here he is getting and your league is about opportunity anyway. And now he's getting one. Your thoughts about a guy like that and where he's come from and where he is?
It's just a guy that is an extremely hard worker. If you come in here at 5:15, he's showing up and he's in here getting extra time in studying, working, lifting, watching film. And he's just a guy that is such a hard worker. And, he's been cut before and he doesn't want to go through that. So it gives him added motivation to keep working. And I think he's just going to do tremendously well.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson did not score a touchdown last week against the Bills. He's hoping to change that this weekend against the Colts. He, too, answered questions from the media.
Well, it's a new test, and we're looking forward to it. So if we want to go up there and do everything we can to try to get it done Sunday.
Andre, you've been here a long time. Is this the most important game you think you'll play in?
I think this game is very big. Like I said, after the game, I think, every game that we play from here on out is going to get bigger and bigger every time you win. So, all the rest of these games that we have are big games. So this one is, I think it's probably the biggest game we've had, since I've been here.
How good is it to start playing games this big, though? It means something so much more
important. If you just look at the attitude around here, it's probably the best attitude has been since I've been here, because we've never been in this situation before, at this point of the season. So, we just have to take it one game at a time and, just focus on the game that's ahead.
What's different about their defense from years past?
You look at them on film. They're pretty much, look the same. Freeney and, they have Freeney that's, he's healthy now. And Robert Mathis and, all those guys are playing well for them. They're not giving up many points. They got Bob Sanders back. He's a big factor in their defense. And, he looked like the normal Colts defense, but they're all healthy now.
How big will it be to have you and Matt on the field against the Colts for the first time together, I guess?
Nah, I didn't know that. I don't know. I really don't know. I never, thought about it. It's great to have Matt out there. He's been through a lot of injuries and things like that. But, I just approach it like any other game. I'm really not going to approach it different, because Matt is out there. I go out there and prepare the same way that I've been preparing. But it'll be great to have Matt out there playing with us this time.
I know y'all say all division games are important, but isn't it a bit more important to beat the team that's ahead of you for playoff purposes?
I mean, it's important to win all your division games. I think that, the thing about this game is that it's on the road. And, Coach Kubiak stresses, if we want to be the team that we want to be, you have to go, learn how to win big games on the road. And we've been playing pretty well on the road this season. And, I think this will be a big, big test for us. And because how big the game is and the situation that we're in, so, you know, we just have to look forward. We're looking forward to it.
That'll do it for this Texans Today podcast. We thank you so much for listening. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty.
Ball time in Houston. Yeah,